This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. About 7,000 people are expected to pack into a former minor league ballpark near Dallas tonight, but baseball it will not be. The game they'll see instead will feature hitters with fat bats swinging at bouncing balls, the first game of a new professional cricket league for the United States. The bat and ball sport that's kind of but not really like baseball is hugely popular in a lot of places that used to be part of the British Empire. Here, though, no. The people behind the startup Major League Cricket are hoping to change that. They've invested $100 million to set up a six-team league with rosters that include international stars that'll compete over the next 2 weeks. The league is banking on interest from South Asian communities here, but the road to profit, as Marketplace's Henry App reports, could be bumpy.
Cricket has grown a lot in the U.S. since Ravi Atwaru started his cricket equipment business in the Bronx in 2006.
We have local schools, high schools now taking part in cricket. We have college cricket.
Much of that growth is thanks to South Asian immigration to the U.S. Cricket has a huge fan base in India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Now, Major League Cricket hopes to take the sport pro here and tap into those growing communities and their enthusiasm, says the league's spokesperson, Tom Dunmore.
This probably wouldn't have the same upside if we were doing this in the 1980s or even early 90s.
There are now over 5 million Americans with roots in South Asia, plus there are expats from other cricket hotbeds, the UK, Australia, South Africa, and the Caribbean. Stefan Szymański, a professor of sport management at the University of Michigan, says the next question is,
would Americans take this on wholesale? And that's probably going to take a lot longer.
Major League Cricket is keeping its ambitions relatively small for now. The season is just 2 weeks long, and even though all of its matches will be played in Texas and North Carolina this year, its teams are assigned homes: LA, Seattle, San Francisco, New York, Washington, and Texas, all locations where the league hopes to build stadiums. Even if it manages to expand, profitability could be even farther off, says Victor Matheson, a sports economist at the College of the Holy Cross.
This is not something you measure success in months or years. It really is something you measure in decades.
Even the NFL took that long to get a foothold, he says.
The folks that think, if we can just get through year one or two, we're set, are deceiving themselves.
The league says its inaugural season will be broadcast in cricketing nations around the world. And if you want to watch it here, you have to subscribe to a channel called Willow TV. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.